This week, NPR is looking at the effort to eradicate polio from this planet. The fight has come down to just three countries. Afghanistan and Pakistan are making progress against the crippling disease despite considerable obstacles. But that's not the case in Nigeria, which has actually seen an upsurge this year. As part of our series, Chasing Down Polio, NPR's Jason Beaubien traveled to the northeastern part of the country earlier this month and filed this report.
Polio was eliminated from the Western Hemisphere in the early 1990s. It was stamped out in Europe a few years later. Even in the Congo and Somalia, polio is no longer endemic. But in Africa's largest oil-producing nation, the disease continues. In the northern Nigeria city of Kano, polio victims drag their shriveled legs through traffic at intersections, begging for crumpled banknotes. Signs declare, "End polio now." And vaccination campaigns are regular fixtures here. Just outside Kano, in the small farming village of Minjibir, six kids have been paralyzed by polio this year alone. Four-year-old Aminu Ibrahim is one of them. His father, Otto, says the boy got severely sick in August.
He said it all started with fever, initially.
After the fever subsided, Aminu could no longer walk. Adu holds his son on his hip outside the family's simple, mud-walled house. Aminu's paralysis is so recent that his right leg hasn't yet atrophied. It still appears plump, calloused at the heel, just like his good leg. Adu insists his son was immunized at least once for polio, although the child should have received multiple vaccinations.
He said they have experienced sleepless night as a result of this problem.
Public health officials from Geneva to Seattle are losing sleep over the growing polio problem in northern Nigeria. Nigeria has recorded 93 polio cases so far this year, nearly three times as many as in the same period last year. This despite a new major effort to try to suppress the virus. UNICEF, the CDC, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the World Health Organization are pouring extra resources and hundreds of additional staff into Nigeria to combat polio. This region was in the news a decade ago when it dealt a major setback to global polio eradication efforts.
The authorities in northern Nigeria have refused to take part in an immunization program against polio. It follows accusations that the vaccine is part of an American plot against Muslims.
The result was an explosion of polio, not just in northern Nigeria, but in 20 other countries that previously had been declared polio-free. The religious leaders here, however, have gone from opposing vaccination to requiring it.
We have to force you to do it whether you like it or you don't like it.
Wada Muhammad Aliyu is the polio point man for the emir of Kano State. He says parents who refuse to vaccinate their children will not be tolerated.
Why? Who are you? We don't care if it's something that will affect you and your family alone. But you don't comply with us, you allow your child to go, is going to spread it to 200 other innocent children around the vicinity.
The local Ministry of Health is attempting to restructure the vaccination campaigns to zero in on the kids who often fall through the cracks. Instead of relying on outside teams, local volunteers now make sure every kid under five gets the vaccine. Wada says this is a brilliant way to make sure no child is missed.
These people are the backbone of the work because they are the ones that stay in the bush and they know their people and they know the area very well, like a beggar knows his dish.
But this involves setting up vast networks of volunteers to blanket the entire state. Outside a dilapidated rural health clinic near Kano, mothers sit on long wooden benches holding their babies. The women's colorful headscarves glow against the drab, mildewed walls of the clinic. A nurse pinches two drops of polio vaccine in each child's mouth. The oral vaccine is relatively simple to administer, but vaccinators still need some basic training. The vaccine, for instance, must be kept refrigerated, and children should get at least three doses spread out over time. The Commissioner of Health for Kano State, Abubakar Labaran Youssef, says in the past there has been a lack of accountability during mass vaccination drives. He says some people who were trained and paid to be vaccinators would send a friend or relative as a replacement.
Which defeats the whole process, because the person you are sending doesn't know what to do. He will end up, instead of dropping in the mouth, he drops in the nose, which will not help. Instead of dropping two drops, he may not even drop, or he will just spray the whole thing.
Bureaucracy is another big challenge facing the polio eradication effort in northern Nigeria. A regional polio immunization campaign scheduled for September was postponed two weekends in a row because of logistical problems, according to officials. Patients in rural areas say sometimes they trudge to an immunization clinic only to be told there's no vaccine left or no staff to administer it. And while eradicating polio was declared an emergency by the World Health Assembly this year, there is little or no sense of that urgency among ordinary Nigerians. In fact, as polio becomes almost extinct, Suleiman Abdullahi with the World Health Organization says some people are suspicious when a large polio vaccination campaign rolls into their village.
Some are not happy with the government.
Some argue that malaria is a bigger problem, and why isn't someone doing something about that?
Some felt that there are no drugs in the hospital, and then why are you coming to my house and giving me free things?
Another major problem in the area is security. Bombings and shootings by Boko Haram, an Islamic extremist group, have killed hundreds of people this year across northern Nigeria. Those attacks have led to unpredictable curfews, street closures around police stations and military checkpoints on major roads. Poor sanitation is also an issue. In Kano's sprawling slums, ditches filled with trash and fetid water line the dirt streets. Behind the city's main market, raw sewage flows into a concrete canal. To keep tabs on where the polio virus is popping up, the city has started monitoring this effluent.
This is the main stream where we used to collect the sample from here now.
Abdul Magaji tosses a stainless steel bucket into the stream of liquid waste. He then gingerly pulls it back up with a rope. Magaji has been taking samples here and in two other places in Kano for more than a year. So far, they've only detected live poliovirus once, but his supervisor says the plan is for more sampling sites across the city in order to detect polio in an area before it strikes. And that summarizes the polio plan in northern Nigeria. More of everything. More surveillance, more staff, more vaccinations. The plan is to launch an all-out offensive until the virus has nowhere left to hide. But the big question is whether Nigeria can fully mount that offensive and sustain it until the job is done. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
We're going to continue our reporting today on All Things Considered. NPR's Jackie Northam looks at how a successful drive against polio is threatened by religious extremists. And there's more about the history of the fight against polio going back to the 1950s. And the discovery of the vaccine at npr.org.